Hey guys, Jonathan with you once again. I want to share another daily message with you, which is based upon my reading of Jordan Peterson's new book. It's around 12 Rules for Life. Jordan Peterson's been creating a fair bit of chaos around the world at the moment with one of those people that really speaks his mind and is very clear on what he believes, and his book's been quite influential. I've been reading that on a lot of my travels lately and, just on the plane, just powering through. And he makes the kind of constant point in his book about being useful, and I like this. I like this idea. So what I posted on Instagram recently was that we're a culture obsessed with self-absorption and self-promotion. Now, I get the irony that here I am on a video or a podcast or on Instagram with pictures of me. I get the irony, but I'm trying to use this stuff for good instead of evil. And, you know, this idea of being useful. We can become so self-absorbed. I mean, it begins right with the iPhone. I mean, it goes way back beyond that. But that first I everything, you know, we gear so much in our lives just to what we want, what makes us happy, what we think's important. So he was asking, you know, beyond self-absorption, beyond self-promotion, beyond pushing ourselves forward, how can we be useful? And I took this a step further with something that's been on my heart for years, which is how can we serve? The fastest way out of unhappiness is around this idea of being useful and serving. So I say to people, how can you be useful? Not how can you be rich, not how can you be powerful, not how can you be popular, but, you know, how can you be useful? And I posted this on our Facebook group, and this one lady, I think she's a teacher, she said, you have got to help us get this message to young people. She said, there's a whole generation of kids coming through, raised in social media, that are all around followers, influence, self-promotion. Now, I don't want to get crazy and critique that, you know, indefinitely, but how do we be useful? How do we help our kids to think about, you know, what are my talents? What are my gifts? How can I be useful? So I want to ask you that question. How can you be useful? Where are you being useful at the moment? You see, last week, for example, I was speaking in Vancouver. And it's so cool. It's very privileged. You know, you get flown around the world. You stay in great places. You meet amazing people. But there I am on stage with almost 2,000 people, and I'm giving it everything I've got. Why? Because I wanted to be useful. I wanted to make sure that as best as I could was with everything within my control, that I could impact people in that room and be useful to them. And it's just a cool way to live. So I want to leave you with that thought. Where are you being useful in your life at the moment? Where are you blessing people? Where are you serving people? I want you to push back a little bit against this idea that happiness is going to come simply from self-promotion and getting what you want. It's just not. You know, becoming wealthy, all those things, they have a place, you know, like being poor and stressed out isn't cool. But as any very wealthy person will tell you, you know, my favorite Tony Robbins quote is, you know, the richest person in the graveyard is not the goal of life. The goal of life, I think, is to serve and to make the world a little bit better because you were useful and you took your gifts and talents and served other people with them. So do me a favor, check out the links below here, wherever you're hearing this or seeing this. I would love you to come and just check those links. You can book me to come and speak at your conference, your event, work with your business, work with your team. But I just want this to be a blessing to you. I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.